if I didn't have the discipline that I've kind of built for myself, I would be off doing 50 different things at once. But I knew that by setting that vision, by doing all of that front end work to figure out what that's going to take, it helps me focus on what I need to do today to get there.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another exciting edition of our segment, Investing Shorts, and I'd love to welcome back Rich O'Neill to the show. Rich, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
Yes, awesome. Well, Rich, for those of you who haven't heard his main show, he built his own real estate portfolio valued at $4 million in 4 years by the time he was 27 years old, and he's now a project manager. And yeah, really excited to do this episode of Investing Shorts. Today, we're going to talk about how to kind of find your where you want to pour your time and energy into the real estate space. I think a lot of people can experience, I certainly did, shiny object syndrome when I was trying to figure out how I was going to be an entrepreneur and whatnot. And I'd love to hear from you, Rich, about your take on all of that. Like, what was it like for you and what sort of reflections or advice do you have for other people?
Yeah. So the big piece for me was starting with a plan or at least a vision on what I wanted out of my real estate, not necessarily what I wanted to put into it. And I've been fortunate enough to be surrounded by a lot of mentors that kind of drove me to do this. But, you know, one way to do that is a vision board. There's, you know, setting the long-term goals, all of those things. Those are all great exercises. I did kind of a combination of all those. And what I knew when I started in real estate was that I did not want to be tied to it. I did not want to be working every day and have to be in one place to make sure that it kept growing, make sure that it kept steady and not fall apart. So I knew that at least to start, a flipping business was not what I wanted because that's a job. Now, that's a great business for someone that wants that, but that wasn't what I wanted. I wanted passive, mostly passive income. You know, you still have to manage a manager, but I can do that from the phone, which I can take anywhere with me. So one thing that I did to kind of help me with that vision, I actually named my company Fleming Project Management, Fleming Property Management at the time, because the company was supposed to buy me that boat someday. Fleming is the name of a 58-foot cruising yacht that I want to buy someday. And I'll send you a picture of it so that we can pop it up on the screen here, hopefully. But
yeah.
So I promised my wife when we were in college that she would have that boat by the time she was 39 years old. So that's what I named the company. And now I have to make all of my decisions filtered through, am I getting closer to that with this decision?
Wow. Yeah. I love
it. So just a little trick that I used.
What a great reminder that your company is called, you know, what you want to have accomplished in the next, you know, 20 years or whatever. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
And so now, you know, that's now the name of our project management company, because I'm hoping to set that example for our employees and for our clients, that hopefully you can use the skills you're learning from this business, and for our clients, the value that you're gaining out of this business, to help you reach whatever your Fleming is or whatever your goal is to that you're trying to reach through this real estate. So I promised my wife that we'd have that boat by the time she was 39. We were going to do every island in the Bahamas. That's like over 700 islands.
Yeah, totally.
You know, including the little rocks that you have to go hit.
Yeah.
So I knew that to do that, I couldn't have an active business.
Uh-huh.
And so I started there. That's like where I needed to get to. That's what I wanted. And I knew that we could create passive income through the rentals. And then it was just tactically, how do I get there? I know I have the construction background, so I can do heavy lift value adds on, in this case, small multifamily and single family properties. And I have the understanding of finance and how all that stuff works to be able to make it feasible to get there on not a whole lot of startup capital. So I just kind of worked back into it from there. And I said it in the main show, but I was never diagnosed with ADD, but every doctor I've ever talked to is like, oh my God, you're a case study on ADD.
Yeah.
I should, like, if I didn't have the discipline that I've kind of built for myself, I would be off doing 50 different things at once. But I knew that by setting that vision, by doing all of that front end work to figure out what that's going to take, it helps me focus on what I need to do today to get there. I also use, I don't know if you've ever seen the Intention Journal from Brandon Turner. That's a great resource for me. It kind of goes through, you know, daily tasks all the way up to your 90-day goals, so that, again, I know the important things that I need to get done in order to keep moving towards that goal. The other thing that something like that does is, once I've done those things that I need to do today, it kind of lets me be creative and go off and do some of the other goofy things that I want to look into, learn about, all of that stuff, because I know that I've kind of done what I need to do for today.
Yeah,
and I can now, I don't relax very well, but but I can go and do some of the things that maybe aren't on that path, but maybe tangentially will help me get there somehow.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that is amazing, Rich. I love the story. I mean, how you have maybe not been diagnosed with ADD, but have ADD and yet you have this very focused business, you know, and how you've put that into place. You have a vision for what you want to achieve. And it's a big vision. It's not just even, and then, you know, the reminders, naming your company after it, and then just making sure you were structuring a business that was going to be able to allow you to live out this, you know, this vision. So yeah, lots of great stuff there. Thanks so much for sharing a bit about how you've hacked your life and focus, and, you know, something that we could all learn from. So thanks so much. Will you please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Yeah. So you can check out our website. I've got a kind of an about me page on our website, FlemingPM.com. That's with one M. And then, Fleming has one PM then, or Fleming has one M. So FlemingPM.com. And then I'm on Instagram, Rich A. O'Neill with two L's at Gmail, or Rich A. O'Neill on Instagram. Philly Investor Contractor on Instagram is our company page. And then on Facebook, I'm at Rich A. O'Neill.
Awesome. Great. Well, I hope you all have a chance to reach out to him. Rich, thanks so much for coming on the show. Again, we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.